Klang trifft Wort. Magische Begegnungen in Bantry. Folgte, liebe Irland-Fans, und ein ganz besonderes Hallo, die gerade im wunderschönen West Cork Urlaub machen und ihre Ferien verbringen. Vielleicht sitzt ihr ja mit einem leckeren Coffee to go am Pier in Bantry. Alternativ trinkt ihr vielleicht einen Tee, schlendert durch das Manor, durch das Herrenhaus, stöbert die Buchläden der Stadt, sitzt im Ma Murphy's und trinkt eine Pint. Oder aber, ihr plant euren Besuch beim West Cork Literary Festival. Denn dann ist diese Folge genau für euch, für dich. An diesem Wochenende verwandelt sich nämlich Bantry wieder in eine Bühne für Worte, Musik und ihre Magie. In unserer heutigen Episode, in unserer heutigen Sondersendung, nehmen wir euch mit hinter die Kulissen dieses besonderen Festivals, wo sich Literatur und Musik auf einzigartige Weise begegnen. Wir durften mit Johanna von West Cork Music sprechen. Und was sie uns erzählt, zeigt, hier geht es nicht nur um Konzerte und Lesungen, sondern um eine echte Begegnung zwischen Kunst, Natur und Menschen.
Welcome to a new episode of Erlebnis Irland, Experience Ireland as Translation, the podcast that brings you closer to Ireland's culture, people and stories, from windswept cliffs of Donegal to the quiet corners of a literary cafe in Bantry. And here is Felicitas, your host today, talking with Siobhan. And Siobhan is introducing herself now to you.
Hi, I'm Siobhan Burke and I'm from the West Cork Music Organisation, which runs three world-class festivals here in Bantry: the West Cork Chamber Music Festival, the West Cork Literary Festival and Masters of Tradition, a traditional music festival.
Wonderful to have you here in our podcast today, Siobhan.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
So we are going to talk about the West Cork Literary Festival in Maine. We've seen that the West Cork Literary Festival often features live music performances in pubs and unique venues, alongside readings and workshops. How is this musical element curated, and which performers can we particularly look forward to this year?
I think the Literary Festival is obviously predominantly about the spoken word, but we're in a place and in an organisation where music is very much an important part of the culture and what people enjoy when they come down to West Cork. So one of the events this year that's kind of featuring music would be The Wake of the Whale, which brings together Alice Kinsella and Daniel Wade and Patrick Dexter, who's become known as Ireland's cellist, most famous kind of internet cellist in the world through his work on the Wild Atlantic Way. And they're coming together to talk about the environment and to reflect that through different genres, through word and through music. So, I mean, across our three festivals, we move through word and music in different ways. So we've just finished 10 days of the Chamber Music Festival, where the poet Paula Meehan did an amazing collaboration with the Irish composer Deirdre Gribben and performed that in an unusual location of St. Brendan's Church. And they played this extraordinary, extraordinary event. And then, as I said, with The Wake of the Whale, you have in an island setting on Bantry Bay on Whiddy Island, you have this incredible cellist, this great writer's research about nature and the environment. So I think they interact in a very dynamic and unexpected way. And then, of course, one of the great features of our festivals is the fact that they take place in this really intimate setting in the harbour town of Bantry. So last night when I was driving home from the last concert at the Chamber Music Festival, I stopped on the beautiful avenue down from the house and picked up some members of the wind group that had played that evening, and I dropped them to Ma Murphy's, which is this gorgeous little traditional pub in Ireland. And they were telling me they'd never been to Ireland before, but they were utterly captivated and they were going to come back. So we were there facilitating their route from music to pub to the conversations they were going to have there. I think it's just a very dynamic place culturally. West Cork and the festivals reflect that in their different ways. And I think the Literary Festival is exciting because it brings together people who are absolutely world-class literary talents, people who are very well-known names. This year we have the actor Richard E. Grant, we have Graham Norton, who is himself from West Cork, but it also brings through writers who are emerging in Bantry. The poet Annette Skade, who writes beautifully about the coast, will be here this year, for example. And so, yeah, it's that always here, I think, the moving between the music and the spoken word, between the local and the international, between the very grand and the very intimate. It's a bit of magic here, I think, that the festivals create.
Absolutely, and if you still have the chance to get in these intimidated places like Murphy's too, which is a wonderful location. It's quite unique, isn't it? And so I think they had a wonderful time there. So you organize not only literary festivals, you said classical chamber music is also part of your organization, and traditional Irish music events. And how do you bring these musical strands into dialogue with the literary program? You said it emerges kind of, or emerges together.
I think this character of West Cork, where, you know, it's a place where it is renowned for bringing artists and craftspeople and musicians and writers together. So if you went into Mars, for example, or if you went into one of our events, you would meet. You would meet a musician and a poet. And just as an example, I was standing outside one of the concerts the other evening because I was helping out behind the scenes. And the person who was doing the health and safety support, the Red Cross assistant, was talking to me. And when I spoke to her, it turns out that while she was helping out with the, you know, safety of our guests at the Chamber Music Festival, she's actually a poet and a librarian who's taking part in the West Cork Literary Festival. It's a place where all of those things are always in dialogue. And I think one of the lovely things about the West Cork Literary Festival is we have this incredible director, Emer O'Herlihy, who has her ear to the ground in terms of what's happening right across Cork on the creative scene and internationally, and always in dialogue with our other festivals too. So there's each year the programme is different. It isn't the kind of festival you go to and you say see the same people every time. It's a festival that picks up on the character of the place. So there's always a strand on the coast and the landscape and the sea. West Cork is kind of the creative capital of Ireland. There's just a huge art and craft scene here for the last 40 or 50 years. People are drawn here by the quality of the light, by the creative people they meet here. So there's always a great mingling, even in our audiences. Or you could be sitting next to musicians or artists or writers because of the nature of the community we have here. So it isn't a literary festival that happens in a place that isn't always creative. The literary festival actually emerges out of the great creativity of the community. And I was just thinking that yesterday, one of the other days of the festival, the Chamber Music Festival, I got talking to one of the women who was working with the Red Cross outside the festival. She was there to help people who might be having difficulty or who didn't feel well. So as everybody was feeling fine and enjoying the music, we had a chat. So she was there to help at the Chamber Music Festival, but it turns out that she's a poet, she's a librarian, and she's taking part in the West Cork Chamber Music Festival, which has lots of wonderful events, including free ones at the library. So I think there's just a lovely lightness to the way in which the festivals mix music and poetry and writing and all in fiction and non-fiction and stories of our own place and stories from across the world. And the character of that literary programme, I think, does a really fantastic job of sharing with our visitors this incredible creative place we have here in our harbour town of Bantry and across the coastline of West Cork.
Mm-hmm. Are there any sessions planned that showcase young writers together in a collaborative performance with older ones? Or is it more or less that you have big writers and the young ones separately?
Well, there's lots and lots of different opportunities for young writers, including a teen writers workshop. So there's an entire children's and young adults writing workshop, which brings from the smallest children in to get to listen to picture book writers and meet them. But then as they go up through the festival, they can start coming along and maybe attending a writing workshop. There's some beautiful opportunities for people to learn from other writers right across the really packed programme. And there's a lot of events across the festivals that are designed to support people in becoming more creative. So that might be the events we run with the Irish Writers' Centre, where they get to learn a bit more about publishing, or it might be kind of showcases of young people's work. So that it's a festival where wherever you are as a writer or a reader, whether you're just dipping your toe into reading poetry for the first time, or you're working on your first novel, whatever age you are, there's an opportunity for you. I think our youngest workshop attendee last year was 12, and the oldest one was 80. So it's a very inclusive festival, and there's events too which reach out to and showcase the work of young LGBTQ writers. So it's just, and we take our festival events out into places like a residential home for older people, into the local hospital. We had a performer last week at the Chamber Music Festival, and people were coming into the office begging to see if we had any spare tickets for her event. But one of the audience she also performed for was in the Bantry Hospital, and she played for residents there. And likewise, the writer E.R. Murray will be going into settings like that, because the festival, the West Cork Literary Festival, has a really active collaboration with West Cork Arts for Health. So there are events there then that are dementia friendly. Some of our staff have done training so we can offer that kind of support. So I suppose West Cork is a very creative place. It's also very informal, and that welcoming, informal character runs right through the Literary Festival programme and our other festivals too.
That's very beautiful, Siobhan. So I think the people will have lots and lots of fun going there. And I really like that you engaged the very young and the very old, and everyone has a place there. That's really lovely. And some of the events take place on special locations like Greedy Island or the Loggia at Bantry House, or even the hospital, you said. How do such unique locations influence the music and literary programming or artist selection?
It's a really wonderful thing that our festivals have grown out of very, very small beginnings. So our Chamber Music Festival began when our director, who is in his 80th year, Francis Humphreys, started playing classical music to his cows, which improved their milk yield, apparently. But he decided he'd prefer to sit somewhere more comfortable to listen to them. So he went up to Bantry House, which is just this incredible building overlooking Bantry Bay, this incredible kind of big house overlooking Bantry Bay and Widdy Island. And he started putting on concerts there. And those concerts started to grow, and he was looking for other locations. And events started to happen off the end. Like, there were a few readings in the second or third year that turned into the West Cork Literary Festival. So there's the leader of a political party in Ireland, Holly Cairns, who remembers as a teenager standing outside the West Cork Literary Festival selling programmes because her dad was involved in organising it. So it's kind of very informal. But what Emma does wonderfully with the Literary Festival is fit the locations to the different venues we have. So there's a travel writing workshop each year of the festival that happens on Widdy Island. So you get to go out on the little 10-minute ferry across Bantry Bay from Bantry to Widdy, where you're met by Tim Leary, who owns the ferry and the pub and the hostel on the island. And you get to spend 3 days not just writing, but exploring the island. So you are travelling and writing about travel and just experiencing this incredible landscape. So there's a real bit of magic with that. And there's a beautiful, incredible garden centre a few miles outside Bantry called Future Forests. And people are literally in a little, what looks, with the best will in the world, like a kind of a hobbit house, beautiful wooden circular building, listening to readings. Bantry Library has been a great supporter of the Literary Festival over the years and is an incredible architectural gem in its own right. So, and then there are tiny events like in Bantry Bookshop where everybody squeezes in to hear new and emerging writers. And then what happens is you're wandering through the festival and you might pass Cullum Tobin pulling a suitcase or Anne Enright at Bantry Market. It's just incredible informality that arises from that, and we get great support from our local hotels too, who host some of our events. I suppose what we want to do, and you mentioned that we're looking to establish an arts centre of our own, an arts venue and an education hub, and we would love to be able to move some of our events into those spaces over the next couple of years so that they become more accessible. You know, we struggle, for example, sometimes with wheelchair access, although as many of our venues as possible are accessible, wheelchair accessible. It's something we really value. But what we hope is that when we move into our own art centre and spaces, our festivals will continue to reach out right across the exciting venues across West Cork, like islands and pubs and garden centres and schools and churches and all of these wonderful, wonderful spaces. There's a beautiful church, Merino Church, on the corner of Bantry Square, where mm-hmm. we do readings at about 3:30 every day in the festival. And it's just, you get up close to the author that you've read and you care about, and it's just a gorgeous thing to have what feels like a proper conversation with somebody whose words have and ideas have inspired you.
That's nice. Yeah, and I think especially when you have lots of different ages in the festival, and it inspires a lot, so you get even new ideas for the next literary festival, which I think is a good thing. So you planting the seed more or less so that something else can grow. Well, that's very lovely to imagine.
It's lovely. I just remembered there talking that one of the events this year is like a series of readings from just short readings from students on the MA, the Masters in Creative Writing at University College Cork. And that our efforts always to give a showcase to young people, to emerging talent, and help them reach international audiences. It's something we're really passionate about. And that runs right through the festival. So this week at the Chamber, or last week at the Chamber Music Festival, one of the performers was somebody called Mairead Hickey. And Mairead came to the workshops here when she was a teenager. And our workshops put like world-class quartets with young musicians who might just have finished their exams before they go to college in Cork City together, and they learn from each other. Our literary workshops put, you know, fantastic published award-winning authors together with young people who want to learn to write, and we kind of make those connections and get them to talk to each other. So in the literary festival, for example, we have a showcase this week of students who are on the Masters in Creative Writing, the MA in Creative Writing at University College Cork. And we'll put them in front of these audiences who've travelled from all across Ireland and Europe and other writers, and give them this opportunity to mingle with their heroes and to show what they can do. And that runs right through from those workshops that feature young people and the creative exercises that are right through the festival, through to the point where, you know, it was the music festival, for example, the Chamber Music Festival, we're starting to see, which is the longest established one of the three, we're starting to see people who've taken up educational opportunities through our festivals coming back to grace our main stages. So Mairead Hickey, for example, who would have been in the Chamber Music Festival as a masterclass student back in the day, has gone on to become a violinist with the Paris Philharmonic. But she came back this week for the whole of the festival and spent time talking to young musicians and encouraging them and giving them advice, and then was on our main stage last night for our finale. So, and the literary festival similarly is just always encouraging new talent and creating very open ways for people to participate. So, for example, we have a little letter writing place where people can just come in and write a letter to somebody. People who might not have put a word on a page for a while, just remembering how to do that. And we're giving them opportunities through workshops. And there's lots of fun activities as well that mean that nobody feels scared to dip their toe in the festival. Although we do, in fact, make some people actually dip their toe in Bantry Bay, because we have a festival swim, which is incredibly popular. And we encourage people to go down into the cold waters of Bantry Bay. But I think there's just that. I think the festivals make the most of what is a very creative place. West Cork is an incredibly creative place, and a place which is very informal, where we're not too bothered about hierarchy and who's important and who's not. So everybody here gets an opportunity to participate. Everybody's encouraged, and there's lots of different ways for people to engage with and practice the written word. One of the striking things about our programme is that it has a very, very strong writer development route through it, thanks to its collaboration with the library and the Irish Writers' Centre. So there's lots of really practical as well as creative ways for people to find out how they can get their work out to bigger audiences.
Okay, is there also a help for writers to publish? Are the publishers there too?
Yes, so there's an entire professional writing strand which gives people opportunities to learn about how translation is done properly, that where they can join the Young Irish Publishers session to actually hear and learn about how the Irish publishing industry works and how people might get into it. There's workshops on there's a workshop this year on how to write e-zines, writing zines, and all of these things. So it's not just even thinking about the novel or about poetry, but all of the different modes in which young people might write now. There's a workshop on writing for children and teenagers, as well as workshops for children and teenagers. So I think, and that's a credit really to our fantastic director, Emer, who has this huge commitment to using the festival to develop talent as well as showcase it.
So, you have a festival podcast that you produce. Are there any plans to include live music recordings or live literature readings or full performances in future episodes?
Well, we have a way of reaching people with the music through our concerts, which are recorded often live for live broadcast by RTÉ Lyric, which is Ireland's classical music radio station. And they are broadcast throughout the European Broadcasting Union as well throughout the year, reaching an audience which sounds almost incredible, but it's 193 million people are reached each year by our performances. Yeah. So on our website, we keep an archive of those recordings, and in fact we are just developing a new website which will better allow us to showcase the festivals and our location. And one of the challenges we're looking at there is how to better bring the archive materials to the front so people can listen to them. But people, if they follow our social media pages, we will be telling people when those radio broadcasts are going out, and we will be making them easier to access on our website. So it's a wonderful way for people to dip into the festivals. The podcast is definitely something that we're looking to add to. I think it helps people understand, you know, some people haven't been to literary festivals or aren't sure how it works as well. So the podcast reaches people who love reading and love podcasts, but it gives people an idea of what events are like too, which is lovely. I think once we have our own venue, we'll have better recording facilities, and we're really looking forward to all the different ways we can reach out digitally and through concerts and podcasts once we've reached that point. That point, that's definitely part of our plans, to explore all of those opportunities.
When do you plan to have that centre?
Well, we are hoping to apply for planning permission this year. We're just finalising the paperwork and doing our very last bit of fundraising. That means we can go through that phase. So once we've done that and we've achieved planning permission, we are hoping to be able to open in the summer of 2029. So it's not too far away, given that we're already deep into programming all of the festivals for 2026. We're not too far away, and we're really looking forward to that, because there's so much talent in our organization, and sometimes our multiple venues are absolutely fantastic, but it would be great to be able to use them for wonderful things, but to turn some of our practical work into even more innovative programming and even more programming year round. So for the first time this year, we have a Shostakovich festival, an autumn festival at the end of October. And we are started running concerts year round in St. Brendan's Church, which run about once a month. And on Culture Night in Bantry, which will be at the end of September, we bring writers and musicians, classical and traditional, together for a wonderful event and celebration in the town too. So we're really looking forward to the point where we can use those new facilities as a base for our festivals, which will still reach right out across West Cork, but as a kind of a year-round hub for our creative community here in Bantry too, and for our visitors.
Okay, you mentioned that next year you're already planning for the next year's festival.
Oh,
Are
yeah.
there main differences? Is there something people can look forward to?
Well, we release our programs from about October on. So if people can sign up to our newsletter on their website, the website, we will let them know as soon as program details start to emerge. So there are contracts still to be signed, yes, but there's a lot of agreements in place. And I think, again, I suppose what's really wonderful about our festivals is they are each curated by experts in their field. So Frances Humphreys is beloved of chamber musicians across the world and across Europe. We had musicians from America, Paris, Ukraine. Over the last couple of weeks, it's been absolutely incredible. And one of the young quartets said to me, we wrote to Frances asking if we could be part of his festival. Emer has just incredible connections across Cork and is a great champion of Irish writing generally. And Martin Hayes, who directs our Masters of Tradition Festival, is an absolutely world-renowned fiddle player. He will, for example, be playing Carnegie Hall in New York himself on St. Patrick's Day in 2026. So all of them are reaching out all the time, looking for what's new. Our festivals are brilliant, but they're also restless in the best ways. They're always innovating. You'll always see something new. And you know, we do invite people come back every couple of years occasionally to kind of Graham Norton, for example, comes back to us every few years. We have people who performed at our first festival returned for our 30th for the Chamber. Martin Hayes brings some of his favourite friends like Irla O'Linard back with him. But there's always something new and there's always something exciting. And in the office here, we're always excited to see what the directors are going to give us to think about and look at for the year that's ahead.
Oh, nice. So if we take a reflection, what is the unique magic that happens when literature and music meets here in West Cork?
I think there's just the willingness to think outside rigid boundaries, you know, not to always be thinking about, oh, this is absolutely classical and it's part, you know, this is part of the core of the, you know, the most highbrow material, and then this is what's new. The festivals always put these things in dialogue with each other. There's always a conversation going on between music and poetry, between old and new, between people from outside and locals. So on Monday night last, the Paula Meehan, who is just an incredible Irish poet and has been Ireland's Poet Laureate, performed in a premiere with the Irish composer Deirdre Gribben, where she read between the movements of the piece of work that Deirdre had composed in a little church with just the most incredible atmosphere, where, you know, the audience were just absolutely elated and surprised and thrilled by what they found. And I think the Literary Festival also is just thinking about how the landscape and the musical traditions of the area and new words interact. So I think there's just always that kind of conversation going on in a very light and creative way between different traditions, different art forms through all our festivals. I think one of the great things about West Cork is that it's a place where you'll always encounter the unexpected and you'll always meet things crossing over and in conversation with each other, because we're a very small community stretched out across West Cork's towns, peninsulas and islands. And you have to, living here, talk to everybody, get to know everybody. So there isn't really music and then literature and then, you know, traditional and classical. Everybody's always in conversation. And I think the festivals reflect that. So at the Chamber Music Festival last Monday, we had Paula Meehan, who was the Poet Laureate of Ireland, give poetry readings in the breaks in the music that Deirdre Gribben had written. At the Literary Festival, you will find the writers in Ma Murphy's pub when it's all over, or performing alongside musical accompaniment. And there's that sense always that the art forms, the writers, the musicians are in a creative conversation that very much reflects the character of this place. It is definitely a very Irish and a very West Cork festival. And it's that, I think, that dynamism of the festivals, the originality of them, their constant innovation that brings people back year after year. One of the things people have said to me, I've been to quite a lot of literary festivals around the world, but one of the things visitors have said to me is they love the fact that there are so many local people in the audience quizzing the writers about things. You know, it's not a very formal event. You might be sitting next to somebody who's been out hiking on the Sheep's Head Way earlier on in the day, or a farmer who's come in and just loved that book about local history. And then you've got people who've come from all over the world. And I think that there's a bit of magic in the way those things come together. But it is, these aren't very rigid, separate festivals. They're a creative community and lots of creative visitors and traditions mingling and kind of in conversation with each other. The Masters of Tradition Festival, for example, does focus on traditional Irish music, but it's curious about the history of that music and the future. It invites people from different traditions as well. We had amazing Syrian musician 2 years ago. We have people from who do Seannós singing, which is the old style singing in Ireland. We have people who do traditional dancing. There's a mingling all the time. There's that, even in the office, you know, when we're waiting for the programmes to come through, we're waiting to be surprised and excited. And that happens when you're at the festivals too. And it's what I think sets the festivals here in West Cork and sets West Cork itself apart.
Okay, so if you are a young writer or an old one and you would like to get in contact in order to take part in next year's festival, how do they do that?
Well, I suppose a great way to just dip in to find out what's going on is to connect with the West Cork Literary Festival on Instagram and on Facebook, where it's incredibly lively. And there's a newsletter too, which you can sign up to via our website. So if you go to the website at westcorkmusic.ie, there is a whole section, a whole kind of subsite for the West Cork Literary Festival. Or if you just Google West Cork Literary Festival, you'll find us. And we will start telling people about the programme from kind of the end of this year, really. And there's because we have the three festivals, they all launch at slightly different times. But we are very, very careful to make sure that they're advertised months in advance so that people have the opportunity to sign up who may need to make travel arrangements. So if somebody's listening in Germany or France or the UK or America, then or Canada or wherever they are, they will have plenty time from January or February onwards to be booking their events and so on. One of the nice things that happens as well is as people who might think, oh, I'll only come to three or four things, and they book them. Mm-hmm. And then they start coming into the office saying, oh, I need to see that person again, or now I need to see this. So we get a lot of people calling in during the festivals accusing us of emptying their bank accounts because we've given them too many interesting things to go to.
Which is nice, isn't it?
Okay. So we try. They are rewarded with fantastic performances and readings, so we don't feel too bad.
So I hope you have a wonderful festival on the weekend.
Thank you so
much. With lots of nice experiences, nice chats and so on. And I was so happy to have you here in my podcast today. So thank you very much for taking your time.
Thank you. And just again, just full credit to Emma, who's our festival director, who's the person who makes all this wonderful kind of festival happen. And we'd be very delighted to welcome your listeners. If they'd like to come, do come and say hello. We'd love to have them with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Schön, dass du mit dabei warst. Das war unsere Sonderepisode zum Literary Festival und zu West Cork Music. Wir verlinken euch natürlich alles in den Shownotes. Bis bald, euer Chris und eure Fee.